Members of the House Public Utility and Energy Committee amended the time requirement for issuing permits to oil and gas companies. Instead of opening the door to fracking and offshore drilling by July, permits would be issued 60 days after the General Assembly approves final regulations governing the industry. Representative Susie Hamilton, a Democrat from New Hanover County, says she's alarmed at the speed at which the bill is moving, particularly when there are critical components yet to be addressed. For example, rules on forced pooling will be decided later.
People who don't want fracking to occur on their property stand to have absolutely no voice in that debate. The industry wants to force property owners to have to give up their mineral rights and cross through property lines underground to pull the resource out. And that's an issue in every state where fracking occurs, and it's an issue of fairness to and private property rights, candidly.
Hamilton says she's also hearing from city and county officials concerned about the loss of zoning control in their own municipalities.
The communities are not allowed to say, you know, we don't want this here, and use their zoning ordinances to preclude this from happening or make them perform under a certain set of conditions. The state has totally taken away the local community right on this industry. They will have none.
Senator Bill Rabin, who voted for the bill, deferred questions to primary sponsor Bob Rucho. Senator Tom Goolsbee did not return calls for comment by deadline. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.